Friar Friday interview. Today we focus on local kid done well, Tyler Wade, Murrieta, California, now third baseman, San Diego Padres. Tyler, how you doing today? How are things?
I'm doing great. Good to be back in San Diego.
Yeah, kind of a tough loss to bring home with you guys. Are you able to feel like the day after you've been able to get it out of the system and hopefully focus on the fills?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I think we have a reflective period after that game in the clubhouse. We learned from it, and then, we got to move on to the Phillies, which is another good ball club. But a lot of positives from that series. We played really clean baseball, and the boys know that, and we're fired up to get ready today.
Tyler, you've been part of, I think, a very, very productive bottom part of the lineup. I would argue one of the best in baseball to this point. I mean, at this point, are you guys taking pride in at the bottom of that lineup of kind of, in some ways, being the booster pack for this offense at times?
Yeah, man. I think everywhere in the lineup we take pride in just not giving away at bats. But I think also me, Campy, and Merrill, we fed off each other, man. And I think we both, or all three of us, have a lot of energy. And we have good communication between pitches, letting know what we need to see from guys. And it shows, man. And I think we play unselfish baseball 1 through 9. And we play the game the right way. And we just try to get on base for the big boys to do their thing.
Tyler, I know you don't. I know you don't have a lot of time to think about this, but have you taken a moment to reflect at all on how things have worked out for you so far this year? I mean, you look at your career. Started as a 22-year-old with the Yankees, and ended up going to the Angels in Oakland, but this seems like it's working into your best opportunity to play on a consistent basis. And I imagine that's what every pro ball player wants, is an opportunity to be a part of something all the time.
Yeah, man. I think first and foremost, right, God's got his plan. And I think I learned a lot in New York, because not even playing every day. Just taking it all in from the veterans I've been around, the great Hall of Fame baseball players I was around, just to learn from them and see how to go about your business, how to treat people, how to get a good routine in, and just play winning baseball. And I've kind of taken that with me in different places that I've gone. But to answer your question, yes, I do think this does feel like home to me. I think from day one, Schiltze and the staff and the organization and the clubhouse, they brought me in. Like, I've been here for multiple years. So that's been a big contributor to the early success so far. But, yeah, everyone wants to play every day, especially in this league. I think the more you play, the more you get comfortable with the pitching. And even when you're playing every day, pitching's hard. So it's tougher when you're not playing every day. But this has definitely been the best opportunity so far. And I'm just trying to do everything I can to help us win ball games.
Tyler Wade with us here on Gwen and Chris. And Ty, talk a little bit about having to really embrace this type of role. Because, as you said, I think all of us come in with a certain idea of how we want our career to go, and you have to be able to pivot, and it seems like you've been able to do it. Just talk about that process and getting to this point where you are right now in your career.
Yeah, no doubt. You kind of just said, I think everybody in this game, right, when you're from a young age, you want to be the Fernando Tatis, the Aaron Judges, the Manny Machados in this game. But in the reality, there's very small percentage are going to be those people, right? And so, when I got to New York, Guardy, Judgy, all those guys kind of brought me under the wing. And I think I have the ability to play every day, but also I think I have the unique ability to be the special utility player that can give guys days off. And so they kind of just like, hey, like, embrace that role, man. Be a superstar in that role. And I think that just goes unnoticed a lot. And I think there's a lot of guys throughout the league that have that same mentality. But just being able to, I think it's, I don't want to call it an ego thing, but I think it's just you got to know your role, man. I think the more you can embrace, like, hey, all 26 guys matter, and whatever you do that day, it's going to affect the team. So just, you can impact the game in many different ways, even if you're not playing, man. So I just try to embrace that. And whether I'm pinch hitting in the seventh, going to play defense, or going to get a big bag in the eighth or ninth inning, I think all those little things you got to take pride in, man, because at the end of the day, like, those are going to track up as wins and get you into the playoffs or miss the playoffs. So just taking pride in the little things, man, is something that I've learned.
Tyler Wade is with us, Padres third baseman right now, but I have a feeling probably a little bit more of second base and left field, and as you said, DHing and wherever it needs to go. You're right now you're at third base, but there's a guy on the team who's pretty good third baseman.
Yeah.
Have you learned anything working with Manny Machado on a daily basis? You talked about getting to play with great players in New York. It's got to be kind of fun taking ground balls with Manny.
Oh, Manny's unbelievable, man. He gives me points here and there, man. But I kind of just like watching him too. I think he's a big like lead by example guy, and I think just being able to watch how he goes about his business, and I'll ask him questions about how he reads certain hops or certain situations like that. And he's helped me out a lot just getting comfortable over there. But yeah, it's been a blessing to be able to work with Manny, and there's a reason why he's got a few platinum gloves under his belt. So it's been great, and I think he's back in there tonight. But yeah. Now I'm ready to kind of do my thing and bounce all over and play all nine positions. Or not all nine, I'm not going to catch, but, you know, anywhere else.
I got to ask you, because you mentioned Jackson Mira earlier in our conversation here. And one of the things you and I talked about kind of off to the side is how impressed you were with his kind of curiousness, right? He's consistently asking questions. And just talk a little bit about how that can be helpful for any player, but especially a young player.
Yeah, man, Jackson's well mature above his age, man. He's got you would think he's been in the league for a few years. He's very, very confident. Knows what type of player he is. Knows what he needs to get ready. But just like the questions he'll ask, I don't want to say they're very like boring questions, but like they're very like very insightful questions. Like, hey, what do you got on this guy's fastball? Hey, like in this count, what's he gonna do? Or like, he, even if a guy's throwing more breaking balls, he's like, hey, he's throwing this a little bit more today. But yeah, man, he's a gamer. He's a student of the game. I've been really impressed with him. He's a joy to be around, man. The energy that he brings every single day, and he's on his way to be a superstar, man. But yeah, Jackson, dude, I think from day one in spring training, I noticed that obviously being new, I kind of just wanted to sit back and observe, but he's one of the dudes where I was impressed by just the way he handled his business, man, and went about it. And just like I said, like asking questions and just listening too, and just being a sponge and learning from all these great players that we got.
Well, Tyler Wood, you've been very impressive, and I think the fans have really gotten to appreciate your contributions to this team so far this season. I want to ask, growing up in Murrieta, you're a piece away from Petco Park there in Murrieta, but how much of a Padre follower were you growing up, or did you focus on other teams? Did you get down to Petco Park and watch a lot of baseball as a kid?
Okay, so my very first baseball game actually was at Qualcomm Field, being able to see like Khalil Green, Giles, all those guys. So that was my very first baseball game, but way back in the day. I was showing my age now before Petco Park, but it was at Qualcomm. But I was actually a Yankee fan growing up. I went to a Cooperstown tournament when I was 10 or 11 years old, and that was one of the very first Major League Baseball fields where I was able to go on the field, step on the field, and get a tour of the clubhouse. And and then I always tell this story. The very first thing I saw after the tour, there's a game that day, and I came in. We're sitting up in the nosebleeds, and I walked in through the tunnel, and I saw Jeter do his jump throw, and I was like, man, this is incredible, man. So that's how I kind of became a fan of them. And so I don't know if I've told this one, but like growing up, a lot of my friends, we all lived in the same neighborhood. We play wiffle ball, and we would just emulate players. And you know, my buddy was a big Red Sox fan, so like he was doing all the Yankee or the Red Sox lineup, and I was doing the Yankee lineup. So that's kind of just how that kind of evolved. But I was a Yankee fan growing up, but definitely hometown kid was the Padres for sure.
You know, Tyler, it's interesting. I played wiffle ball too as a kid, but it didn't lead me to the big leagues. So I guess it doesn't work for everybody. I do want to just real quick, I asked a lot of the players this, but when did you know as a young player that, you know what, I have the God-given talent to perhaps make a career out of this? I mean, so many of us are good players as young people, but we're never going to get that opportunity to play in the big leagues. When did it dawn on you, hey, you know what, if things go my way, I might someday be playing at Qualcomm Stadium or Petco Park?
It's a really good question. Tony, you'll appreciate this. I think, honestly, is when I met your dad, man, and he wanted me to come play for him. Is just, I was a sophomore in high school, and I was like, damn, this early, huh? Like, I guess I kind of, I, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, okay, yeah. Like, if Tony wants me to come here, like, that's got to mean something, right? And I was pretty shy as a kid, and, like, I think I had confidence, but I didn't really exert it, just because I was kind of smaller growing up. And so, like, being able to have a Hall of Famer, like, believe in me at an early age like that, 15, 16 years old, kind of gave me that little extra boost of confidence. And then really my junior, senior year was like, oh, okay, like, I can kind of see the separating. Like, separating. Yeah, exactly. Like, I would go to scout ball events and face, like, all these elite arms. I'm like, man, I feel like I'm better than these guys, or just like guys that were ranked higher than me or whatever. Maybe I was like, man, I feel like this guy's ranked this. I was like, come on now. Like, you know, like, no disrespect, but I was like, I feel like I can out-compete these guys and out-play against these guys. So that's kind of when I started figuring out. But I would say, like, on, like I said, man, when I went to San Diego State, that was kind of one of those things where I was like, all right, well, here we go. Now I'm going to kind of dedicate my life towards this and see what we got.
Well, what we've got is a great player for the Padres here so far in 2024. Tyler Wade, great having you on the program. Great getting a chance to know you a little bit. And continued best of luck this season, you know, in keeping the bottom of that lineup turning over and producing. We look forward to catching up with you again.
Absolutely. I appreciate you guys having me on.